46, 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Psalm 46, 1 and 2. Psalm 5, verse 3, prayer. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord Yahweh. In the morning I will direct my voice to you, and I will look up. Psalm 5, verse 3, a prayer. Isaiah 51:6, God named Yahweh says, lift up your eyes to the heavens. My salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. God gives his name in Hebrew in Isaiah 42, verse 8. Psalm 121, verses 1 to 3. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Psalm 123, 1 to 3. I lift up my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord Yahweh, our God, for his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Isaiah 40:26. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? Creator God brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by name. Because of God's great power and strength, not a single star is missing. Thank you. 40, 26, and 28. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. Jesus warned in Luke 21, people will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming. When these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. John 16:33. After describing bad times to come, Jesus said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed.